What I want to do is flood you with joy. Remind you about Nehemiah 8. And you know the passage. The Israelites had been taken away into captivity, and then they had come back to the land. And as they came back, Ezra read to them the law all day. And their response to that was grief and sorrow and great shame for the way that they had lived. And Nehemiah, starting in verse 9 of chapter 8, Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, "Go your way. Have a party. Eat the fat and drink sweet wine." Sorry, am I making you uncomfortable already? "Go your way. Eat the fat, drink sweet wine, send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved." And here's the verse we all know. "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through my notes, and then I'm going to read some verses about the love of God. And then what you're going to do is you're going to tell me your favorite verse on the love of God. And we're all just going to take a, excuse me, this is going to be a little weird. We're going to take a little bath in the love of God, all of us together, okay? Don't be nervous now, because I'm not going to make you do it. All right? Let's just stop a minute and remember how he loves us. Is that a good idea? I need that. See, we all, I mean, maybe that's just a girl thing. Is that just a girl thing? We need to remember how he loves us. And it's okay to be happy about it. And it's okay to smile about it. And, you know, when you think about the early church and the immense persecution that they went through and the great turning over of the world that they did, don't tell me that the joy of the Lord wasn't their strength. So now, let's talk a little. There was a time when I assumed that thinking too much about the love of God was dangerous. And I was right. But I was right for the wrong reasons. I thought that it was dangerous to think too much about the love of God because I thought it would make me lazy. Have you ever thought that? Oh, you know, we don't want to think too much about the love of God, because if we think too much about it, then we'll just become some of those lazy, apathetic, oh, well, Christians. Did you ever have that sort of thought in your mind? I did. I thought that it was for spiritual wimps, or let's say babies in Christ. You know, see, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I was raised in a pretty secular home. My father was only in the home until I was 4 or 5, and he was an unbelieving secular Jew. My mother was a non-practicing Catholic. We never went to church. Although, from time to time, my grandmother, who was a Lutheran, would take me to church. Got it all going, don't I? I was baptized as a Lutheran, and I was confirmed as a Lutheran when yet I was an unbeliever. I didn't come to Christ until I was 21, right before my 21st birthday. Summer before my 21st birthday, 1971, I came to Christ. And that makes me 50, or 61. That makes me not even know how old I am anymore. And that's part of what it means to be 61. You don't even know how old you are. Right before my 21st birthday, I was witnessed to by my next-door neighbor, Julie. She would talk to me about Christ. Christ arrested my life, turned me around, and I knew what joy was. Do you remember those days? I remember them, and I'll tell you what I did. I was just hopping. I mean, I was happy. Remember happy Christianity? So I was happy, and one of the things that joy did in me was I went around, and I was undoubtedly terribly obnoxious, and maybe as obnoxious as I am right now, but I used to go around and just witness to everybody. You know why? Because I was in love and I had joy. Now, if you don't witness much, you might want to ask yourself, is your Christianity the sort of Christianity that makes you sort of want to share it with somebody you love? I mean, don't answer that. Just think. I had a friend, Laura. She was just turning 30. She wanted to be married. She finally met Jason. And then when they were dating and, you know, sort of, and, you know, courting, whatever. They were dating or courting or whatever, and they'd finally decided that they wanted to get married. And every time you got around Laura, you know what you heard about? Jason.
Jason brought me flowers.
Groovy. You know, nobody had to tell Laura to witness about Jason. See, because Laura's in love. She's consumed. She's got joy. Get it? So I used to think that thinking about the love of God was for spiritual wimps, and then when I would see people who were new in Christ, little babies in Christ, and they were all happy, then I would think, oh, well, just hang around a while. That'll go. Wait till you find out all the stuff you're supposed to do. You might be laughing because you might have thought that at one time. I thought the love of God was silly and cliched. If I heard that somebody was going, you know, if I had a choice between hearing somebody talk about the 14 things I needed to do in order to get my act together or talk about the love of God, I'd go hear about the 14 things I needed to do to get my act together. And I'm not saying that about anybody else, okay? Wait, stop. Not saying that about anybody else. That's me. I thought the love of God was boring. I'm boring, you know. Let's move on from this whole love of God message that I liked when I first got saved, and now let's talk about the stuff that's really where the action is. So I left that whole immediate gospel stuff, and I wanted more and more to hear about the stuff about how I'm going to get on down the road. I knew that Jesus was the door. He was the way that I got onto the road, but then that whole loving God, God loving me in Christ, that whole thing kind of faded, and then I got really focused in on how am I doing today with my list of 24 things I need to do. Just didn't interest me. It wasn't where the real action was. Now, I was wrong. I was wrong. On all sorts of levels. Part of God's great grace in my life is that I get paid for writing books about Jesus. I don't know how that happened. Turtle on a fence post. I mean, that's it. That's the only person I am. I don't know how that happened. People say, how did you get started in your writing career? I don't know. Just happened. I don't know. But a number of years ago, I started preparing to write the book Because He Loves Me. And in my prep for the writing of that book, I read loads of books on the love of God in Christ. I got to spend months just doing that. Turned my world upside down. Absolutely. You see, because all of the things that I thought, all of the things that I thought were actually lies from the enemy. When I thought that it would make me lazy, the truth is, the more I soak my soul in the love of God for me in Christ, it fills me with zeal. I thought that it was for spiritual wimps, until, of course, I came to realize, no, this is the grand message of the church. God loves sinners. Hallelujah. Paul